You know, there's a lot of people that turn to the Lord during difficult times. And I've mentioned this several times lately, but then when things kind of get better, you know, they got some smooth sailing. They lose their faith. They think faith is only for the hard times. And then there's people on the other side of that where, you know, when things are going good, they're serving God and they're happy and they believe. But then when disappointment comes, when trouble comes, heartache comes, they get disillusioned and discouraged and they lose their faith. I want to tell you, we got to keep our faith in the good times and in the bad times. Amen. Then there's these believers also that, well, they got faith for salvation, but nothing else. And I want to tell you, there's so much more that our Father wants us to believe. We need to believe all of His Word. You know, in the parable of the sower, Jesus talks about the seed that was sown on rocky soil, and He explains it to the disciples in Luke 8:13. In the NIV, it reads this way: those on the rock are those ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. They get all excited about it, but then when trouble comes, they just let it go. I want to tell you, faith doesn't do you any good if you don't keep it. You got to keep the faith, because it's not what you used to believe. It doesn't really matter how great your faith was if you give it up. It's not how you start. Listen, in this race that we are in, you know, the Bible talks about our life as a Christian as a race several times. But in this race that we're in, it doesn't matter how you start. It only matters how you finish. You got to keep the faith to the end. You know, the Apostle Paul, he went through so many tests and trials, but he never backed down on what he believed. He kept the faith. And, you know, near the end of his life, he wrote this in 2 Timothy chapter 4, 6 and 7. He says, "I'm already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." And my message to you tonight is, no matter what comes your way, you keep the faith. No matter how hard it is, no matter how it looks, no matter what others do, no matter what others say, you keep the faith until you have finished the race. See, whatever promise that you stood on, keep standing on. It's still good. His promises don't wear out. They don't change. They don't fail. You can stand on the promises of God. We know the author, right? Amen. Listen, we need to know that every word of the Word of God is true, because our God is true. He is a God who cannot lie. And so we keep our faith as we walk with God. And I want to tell you something. You see, your faith and your relationship with God, it's all wrapped up together. You can't have a relationship with the living God if you don't really believe. And you see, the more that we know Him, the easier it is. The more that we believe, and the more that you believe, the closer you are to Him. I just want to encourage you in that. You see, you keep your faith strong, you're going to walk with God. You're going to know God more and more. And the more that you know Him, oh, the more that you believe, because you know how faithful He is and how good He is. I want to remind you of this verse just once more, Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. You want to please God in your life? I want to tell you, you do. You want to please God in your life. Amen. you please God, he's going to bless you. Mm-hmm. Without faith, it's impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. See, it's not just enough to say, well, yeah, I believe in God. He wants you to believe that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. He wants us to believe the rest of his word, not just believe that he exists, but believe the promises of his word. Amen. Sometimes, you know, you say the words, keep the faith. I've actually heard these words used in a frivolous way in our culture, you know, when your team is having they're struggling and, you know, they've been losing too many games and people say, keep the faith. We got to keep the faith. Listen, we're not talking about faith in a ball team. We're talking about faith in the living God. And we need to realize how important this is. This is our relationship with God. This is the difference in victory or failure. The truth is, it's the difference in heaven and hell. You got to keep the faith. You know, Paul said, I fought that good fight. I kept the faith. We're in a fight. And it's a fight of faith. 2 Corinthians 11, 24 through 27, it tells about some of Paul's struggles. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. 1 night and 1 day I've been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. What a fun time. Now, I don't know about you, what your list looks like, but mine doesn't really compare to the Apostle Paul. But you see, we ought to be encouraged by that. Because if this man went through all of that and he kept the faith to the very end, surely we can. Surely we can. I want to encourage you tonight. If he can, we can too. We are in a battle, though, and tests and trials and struggles come to us in all kinds of ways, all shapes and sizes. You know, sometimes it's with your finances, sometimes it's with sickness, sometimes it's in relationships. But I want to tell you what will get us through is if we keep our faith, because God will keep his word. You know, sometimes we get hurt and we get disappointed. Things don't go the way that we thought they would. Happens to all of us. That's not the time to let go of your faith. That's the time that you need your faith the most. Without faith, you see, we face impossibilities. We face heartache and tragedy. But without faith, we don't have any hope. But as long as we believe, there's always hope. Keep the faith. Something's got you troubled, keep the faith. When you don't understand, keep the faith. When you can't see how, keep the faith. When there's no way, keep the faith. We have an adversary who knows that if he can get us to back down on our faith, he can beat us. 1 Peter 5:8 and 9, it tells us, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. This is real. I've heard preachers say, you ain't got no teeth. I don't know what world they live in. I see the works of the devil all around our world. You see destroyed lives, people whose lives are messed up. You see all this heartache and destruction. That's the work of the devil. And he's seeking whom he may devour. By the way, there ain't no such verse about no teeth. People just make stuff up. It amazes me. Preachers do more harm than good when they start saying stuff that doesn't line up with the rest of Scripture. There is an enemy of your soul that will try to destroy you. But here's the thing. Resist him. How? Steadfast in the faith. You got to resist him steadfast in the faith. It's because of our faith in God. Listen, in our own human self, we can't resist him. But when we are standing in faith, our God will see to it that we overcome. We resist him steadfast in the faith. And then he says this, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. A lot of times, you know, when we're going through a hard place, we think, well, you know, other people, Pastor Mark, he didn't have to go through this. I want to tell you that there are other people that have been through the same things that we're going through. When you're under attack, it is your faith that will protect you. You got a verse for that? You know I do. Ephesians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul is talking about the armor of God. He says to put on the whole armor of God that you'll be able to stand against all the schemes of the devil. But then in verse 16, he says, above all, listen, you need all of it, but he says, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. You see, every attack of the enemy, everything he throws at you, how can you deal with that? The shield of faith. You got to believe. You can't let go of your faith. You keep your faith strong. Keep the faith. Especially when you're under attack. But as long as we keep the faith, I'm going to tell you, we will win. 1 John 5:4, whatever's born of God. Are you born again? Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Our faith. See, that's why the enemy of our soul, he always wants to destroy our faith. I mentioned Jesus praying for Peter. He told him, he said, Satan has asked for you that he might sift you as wheat. You see, there's an adversary that's after us. But we can't let our faith fail. We got to keep the faith strong. Sometimes, you know, when you're going through a hard place and it just seems like that your faith, I said seems like your faith doesn't matter. I want to tell you that there are times when it might seem like that the ungodly have it easier. There's times when, you know, it seems like it doesn't matter that we're serving God. Keep the faith. It's not over. It's not over. And I'll tell you again and again and again in the Scripture, you see that God comes through for his people. And the ungodly have their day. But we got to stand firm in the faith. When you're going through a battle, that's the time to stand firm. 1 Corinthians 6:13, watch, stand fast in the faith. Be strong, or be brave, be strong. The NIV, be on your guard, stand firm in the faith. Be men of courage, be strong. Keep the faith when the battle's raging. Not only for your sake. Now we need to keep the faith also for our friends and for our children and our neighbors and our co-workers and even our enemies are watching They need to see that our faith is real. And the consequence of that is they see that our God is real. They need to see. So yes, we always keep the faith, never back down. You know, in the scripture, there are many times or many stories of people who kept the faith. There's also many stories of people who didn't keep the faith. So we don't take that for granted. We get to, you know, decide to keep the faith or be one of the others. When you talk about keeping the faith, you know, reminds me a little bit of if you're keeping something, maybe keeping house. You know the best way to keep house? Maintain it. Now, I'm not practicing what I preach here. I could talk about my wife keeping house. But you see, I live on the other side of that issue when it comes to the garage. You know how I get the garage clean? I don't keep it. Every once in a while, Carmen comes out and helps me get it in order. And I think, now I'm going to keep it this time. I'm going to keep it this time. I didn't. Listen, don't do your faith like I do my garage. You need to maintain your faith. You need to keep it strong. If you don't, you will find yourself out one day in unbelief, living like the world with the same kind of mindsets and attitudes, or you'll find yourself like some old dead religious person, not really experiencing the blessings of God in their life. You need to keep your faith. And so the rest of this message, I just want to talk to you about that, about how to keep your faith. Number one, you have to stay in the Word. Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's good that you're in church on a Wednesday night hearing the Word. And I want to tell you, you need to hear it that way, hear it preached as often as you can. But you also need to stay in the Word and read the Word for yourself. Build your faith with the Word of God. Because you can't base your faith on anything else. If you base your faith on anything else, that's just fantasy faith. Our faith always has to be founded on the Word of God. Now, I thought this was interesting. D.L. Moody, he said, I prayed for faith and thought that someday faith would come down and strike me like lightning. But faith did not seem to come. One day, I read in the 10th chapter of Romans, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. I had up to this time closed my Bible and prayed for faith. I now opened my Bible and began to study, and faith has been growing ever since. I just want to tell you that faith comes from the Word of God. Amen. Now, in Romans 10:17 here, where it says hearing, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, it's literally talking about the spoken word. When you get a word from God, faith comes. But let me just tell you this, that so often this is how that spoken word comes to us. We're reading the scripture, or we're meditating, we're going over the scripture, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit speaks to us through that word. It speaks to us and faith comes. Let me tell you how you don't get that. Throwing this on the shelf somewhere and not ever reading it and looking at it or thinking about it. No, you need this every day. If you're going to maintain your faith, you're going to keep your faith, you need the Word of God. Amen. Every day we need to have time for God's Word. You know, some people that just wouldn't think of going through life without keeping up with the news and what's going on in our world. But they do without the good news. And they don't seem to have a problem with it. Weak faith. Weak faith. Carmen and I, when we go on vacation, a lot of the time, We like to go somewhere where our cell phones don't work. They don't work because I'm cheap. But we like it. In fact, a lot of the time we go somewhere where you have to pay a bunch to get internet. And we don't get it because I'm cheap. But we like it. And so we go a whole week without knowing what's going on in the world. I mean, just like dumb lambs, you know what I'm saying? Just ignorant as can be. The world could be falling apart, blowed up, whatever. We wouldn't know. We're just in la-la land enjoying ourselves without a care. And here's the amazing thing. I know this is going to really freak some of you out because some of you, you're like, oh, you got to know what's going on in the world. Here's the amazing thing. Then, when vacation's over, somehow we survived without knowing all that. And even bigger is somehow the world survived without us knowing all that. So here's where it's going to get really ugly. See, some people think they have to know what's going on, every evil thing, every terrible thing, all the ick going on in this world 24/7. And that's, you know, nowadays you can know every terrible thing that happens all the way around the whole world. Constant. I mean, there's more horrible things going on in this world that you could ever even watch or listen to or hear. You can hear it all day long, every day, if that's what you want to do. But I'm going to give you some really good pastoral advice. You need to know about the things in this world that you can take to God in prayer and believe. And that's all you need to know. Because if all you're going to do, you can't take it to God and pray and believe, what are you going to do with it? You're just going to worry about it. You're going to be upset over it. You're going to be wound up over it. And you know, one of the ways that I know that is because people just turn right around and they post a lot of this stuff on the internet. Or they talk about it. Did you know? Did you know? Oh, it's so bad. I'm trying to help you tonight keep the faith. And what I'm saying to you is we need a whole lot less of that and a whole lot more of this. This will build and strengthen your faith. Faith doesn't come from the world. The world will tear you down. Faith is built up with God's word. Faith doesn't come from talking about problems. It doesn't come from empty religion. It comes from the word of God. That's how we first believe. That's how we believe God for provision. It's how we believe God for healing, for protection of angels. It's how we believe we're more than conquerors. See, we have the promises of his word. And as we walk through this world, you see, the natural thing is just to live by what we see. But we're not living that way. We walk by faith, not by sight. It's supernatural to live by faith. And the only way that we can do it is to keep God's word in our hearts. You got to stay in the word. We need more than just a quick read once in a while. We need to meditate the word of God. Listen to this from Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. So you don't need all that. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Now, meditate. Meditate isn't something weird. It just means to go over it and over it in your mind. to keep thinking about it, to mentally digest it. In other words, you don't just read over it and forget it. In fact, you get a hold of one verse and you meditate it all day, it'll change your life. Reading through three or four chapters and you get done, you don't even know what you read, that doesn't do anything. But you start meditating the word and getting it. You see, this is how you move it from the head down to the heart is you meditate it. You go over it and over it. Now, let me just give you another explanation just to understand what it means to meditate. All of us understand what worry is. You know, you hear about something bad, whether it's something in your family or something going on in the world, and you start thinking about it. And you go over it and you're over it. And the negative outcomes that could happen. And what if this? And oh my, it's so bad. And over and over, you're thinking about it. Jesus says, do not worry. Do not worry. Do not worry. And people do it all day long. See, we can meditate the word of God. We take it and we go over it and over it. Wow, what if this is true? This is amazing. I just keep thinking about it. You can get yourself all turned around. This is how you keep the faith. You see, you got to stay in the word. Always stay in the word. You know, just saying, he said, meditate therein day and night. There's a whole lot of people don't think anything about watching the morning news and the evening news. But preachers start talking about reading your Bible and meditating in the scripture day and night. Oh my good, well, that's just fanaticism. Keep the faith. This is how you keep your faith strong. You stay in the word. So many consumed with negative thoughts. How we need the word of God. Man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Number two, the rest of them are going to be shorter, y'all. Aren't you glad? Number two, you want to keep the faith? Don't listen to the bad report. If it's different than what God's word says, you don't need to accept it. Keep believing what God said. And to do that, you got to refuse to receive the bad report. Because the bad report will bring fear and doubt and unbelief. You know, when the Israelites came to the promised land the first time and they were supposed to go in, they sent 12 spies to go and to check it out. And when the spies came back, 10 of them gave a bad report. I want to read it from Numbers 13, 30 through 33. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. But when the men who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants. It eats the people. Does anybody believe the land ate the people? This is their report. And all the people who we saw were men of great stature. There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak. It came from the giants. There were some big guys. Didn't bother David. They took those guys down. But they said, all the people. And then he says, or they said, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so were we in their sight. We're just like bugs. They could step on us like a bug. They made it worse than it was. Now here's the thing. God had promised it to them. Caleb was right. They were well able because God was with them. But they didn't even just report it. They elaborated. They made it worse than it was. And you know that's what goes on in this world so much of the time. People exaggerate and just make blow stuff out of proportion, and even believers do it. Don't listen. Don't listen to the bad report. Here's the end result. That generation had to die in the wilderness, and God raised up a new generation. Only Joshua and Caleb were the only two from that generation that got to go into the promised land. They kept the faith. Keep the faith. Don't listen to the bad report, and don't run with the ones who do. It'll drag you down. They missed the promised land. Hebrews 3:16 through 19 says, "For who having heard rebelled." See, they rebelled against God. "Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt led by Moses? Now with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness, and to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief." Unbelief will keep you from the blessings that God has for you. You got to guard your heart. Proverbs 4:23, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." So don't listen to the bad report. Keep that stuff out of your heart. Number three. We don't listen to the bad report. Number three is we don't speak unbelief, but instead we speak faith. Don't be one of the people with the evil report. 2 Corinthians 4:13. "Since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak." We believe and therefore speak. See, we need to be speaking faith. When we believe the promises of God, we need to be speaking it. We need to be talking about it. We need to be saying it. See, people always talk negative and say negative things. We need to be speaking the word of God. Amen. Jesus, Mark 11, 22 and 23, Jesus answered, said to them, "Have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." Now, he's not telling us that we're supposed to go out here and move dirt. You know how I know that? He didn't do it, and the disciples never did it. This isn't a game with people play. Let's go out here and move a hill. No, that's not what he's talking about. But he is talking about that when we really believe that we can speak it and we will have. He says you'll have what you say. Now that's the words of Jesus. And I know some of this has been used and abused by people. But I'm just telling you, Jesus said this. Don't take it out of the Bible just because somebody abused it. It means something. And what it means is that when we really have faith, we speak it out of our mouth. I believe and therefore I speak. That's what the Apostle Paul said. And so, yes, when we believe something, we need to be talking it. We need to be saying it out of our mouth. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If we really believe in our heart, we're going to say what we believe. If you're going to keep your faith, you got to get your mouth in line. Don't speak doubt and unbelief. Speaking contrary to God's word, you're undermining your own faith and the faith of others. Number four, keep the faith by remembering past victories. When you look back at all the victories that God has brought you, keep the faith. You see, it gets easier when you look back and you got a lot of victories. Now, some of you, you may not have had many yet, but I'm just telling you, you keep the faith and you keep looking back and talking about those victories. We do it all the time, don't we, Carmen? I know you do, Jimmy. Lots of great victories. And many of the rest of you, you've had some great victories. You need to remember those. You need to keep bringing them up again. You need to keep talking about them because it will strengthen and encourage your faith, and it'll strengthen and encourage the faith of others. Here's the thing. The children of Israel, after God had done mighty miracles to deliver them out of Egypt, I mean, all the plagues and parting the Red Sea, and they walked through on dry ground. But it was just a short time later that they were whining and saying, we want to go back to Egypt. They forgot somehow. They didn't celebrate and hang on to the mighty victories that God had brought. And the battles that they were facing then, they needed water, and you know, it's real. But it's nothing compared to what God had already brought them through. And I'm just telling you, we can kind of fall into that same kind of a trap when we just get focused on the right here and the right now. And I don't know why this has happened to me and I'm going through this. When God's already brought you through so much, remember those victories. Don't let them go. In 1 Chronicles 16, 18, 8 through 12 in the NIV, it says, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wondrous, wonderful acts. Glory in his name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he has pronounced. See, remember, think about it, talk about it, celebrate it, give glory to God, testify about it. See, how many of you remember a miracle God did in your life or in your family? Anybody ever have a miraculous provision where God just blessed you materially in some way? Anybody had a great deliverance? Anybody had a great healing? God just did something? Anybody had a relationship that was restored? See, we've had these miracles and we need to talk about it and celebrate it again and again. That's one of the ways that you keep your faith strong. It's interesting to me when you read the Gospels. You know, when it was happening, the Gospels weren't written. It was happening. You know what I'm saying? There was no New Testament at all. I mean, there wasn't anything where people could pick up a Gospel and read about Jesus. It was happening. But do you know that a lot of the time people came to Jesus in faith, believing because somebody else had told what he had done? They heard over and over again, it happened where people heard about the miracles and they came believing. People need to hear about your miracles and the things that God has done in your life. It'll strengthen and keep your faith, but it'll also help somebody else to believe. Number five, keep your eyes on Jesus. Always, always. He's the one our faith is in. Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. That's what the NIV says. You see, Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, he went through persecution, torture. He endured the cross for the joy set before him. He knew that he was coming out on the other side in victory. And he is our example. As we fix our eyes on him, You see, we can keep the faith. As long as we have our eyes on Jesus, you remember what happened to Peter when he was walking on the water, he began to look at the wind and the waves, and when he did, he started to sink. But he cried out to Jesus, and Jesus saved him. And I just want to tell you, you see, you can't get your eyes on the wind and the waves, the circumstances of life. You got to keep your eyes on Jesus. That's how you keep the faith. You always keep your focus on Him. We need to remember, our Father, He's for us. He loves us. He won't let us down. And even when we can't, we think we can't, keep going. When we're hurt, when we're weak, we keep the faith because He is faithful. Amen. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Listen, in this room right here, right now, you see, if you don't diligently, if you don't keep the faith, I'm going to tell you, some of you won't make it. You got to make up your mind. I'm keeping the faith. I'm not going to let anything, I'm not going to let the enemy discourage me, distract me, destroy me. I'm keeping the faith. I'm going to resist him steadfast in the faith. Amen. Stand with me. We're going to pray, and I'll let you be dismissed.